is 10:34. You are listening to the Gian Ursula Show, and this segment is brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino. Coming up around 10 minutes from now, we will do scenarios. This is a chance for you to break away from your own problems and tune in to hear how crazy other people's lives are. But right now, we want to turn your attention to a very serious situation. Last weekend, we learned that the first Washington corrections officer, Beresford Morse, died in the line of duty from COVID-19. He was only 65 years old. He'd worked for the department for many, many years. And we're finding out today that contact tracing showed that he had caught the virus after interacting with an inmate in the minimum security unit, and that inmate had the virus. We also know that there are at least a dozen inmates who have tested positive for COVID-19 at the Monroe Correctional Center alone. So we want to know how corrections officers are feeling. Do they feel safe doing their jobs? And one of our listeners happens to be a corrections officer. His name is Officer T. And for obvious reasons, we are going to try to keep his identity as anonymous as possible, as much as he's going to be joining us. And we appreciate you joining us the show, Officer T.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And certainly this is very sad news to report that someone at Monroe died of the virus. How are you feeling as someone who works in that environment?
Well, it's been kind of, it's been an added stress for sure. It's already stressful enough dealing with working in the prison system, you know, in the prison setting. And then adding this, the COVID-19, and it just, how aggressive this virus is, it gets pretty stressful, especially with the things changing every day with the department on the certain PPE to wear, you know, and then having to get people a quick training on how to don and doff the gear. You know, it gets really stressful. And then certain areas you work in, you know, you can't really avoid being around this stuff now. It's become so widespread. So it's definitely very stressful.
What are you wearing? So what kind of equipment do you have to wear on a daily basis?
Well, you know, the masks are mandatory now. We have masks, gloves, and depending on the areas that you go in, they've put signs up that post where to put the, you have gowns, certain areas you have to put actually the full PPE. You have the eye protection, the gowns, the gloves, the masks. And, but the thing is, like, just, it's really hard with the job that we do for everything to be overseen to where things are done absolutely correctly. A lot of times, the officers, we have to watch out for each other. You know, we have to make sure that we're constantly talking to each other and like, hey, make sure you do this, make sure you have that on, make sure you take it off in this order. And for the most part, we've been, you know, just really looking out for each other, really doing well as far as trying to keep everybody safe. But we do have the proper PPE. It's just putting it on and then giving the directions on what areas and what situations you should wear it and what situation you should not, because it seemed to change from, you know, every couple of days.
Officer T, can you kind of give us what you've heard about Officer Morse, who just recently lost his life from COVID-19, what you've heard from other officers that you know?
Well, yeah, from what I've heard, Officer Morse is in that setting, it's really hard to stay upbeat, but as long as he's been there, he's always been this upbeat, positive type of officer. Always been able to, you know, talk to everybody. Everybody that he talked to, just, you know, he seemed to get along with, and he just, you know, made people laugh. And I just, like, he just had this very upbeat, you know, just positive personality to him, which is, it's really nice to have officers around that are like that, because it can, you know, it's a grueling job at times. And to be around and have those people around really helps you get through the day.
With this COVID-19 pandemic, if if there were, because you keep telling us and helping us understand how difficult it is. I mean, it was already difficult before, and now with this added pressure of this pandemic, it makes it tougher for you guys. If there were an outbreak inside of the prison, what kind of measures could be added to help? Because the prisoners are kind of already on top of each other in there. How bad could it get in that situation?
No, it could get very bad. For the numbers that we have now, you know, it's for, I think last time they have a database for us to check. And last time I checked, we had, I think, around 17 inmates that were COVID positive and around 8 or 9 officers. But you know, with those numbers, I think it could have been a lot worse. And if it does, you know, start to spread, and it could just get crazy because, like you said, there's a lot of areas where these inmates are double bunked there in cells together. So trying to separate them and keep them safe, it could get really difficult also because you have, you know, the inmates are in there, they're already restricted to certain things. So they don't want to have things taken away from them more so than what they already have. And at the same time, we're trying to look at keeping them safe and keeping them from spreading this. So if it were to really get out of hand, and it could get just, I mean, I couldn't even imagine.
Officer T, we are running out of time, but I do want to ask one thing because it is something that is controversial. And I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you this with not a whole lot of time, but just on a personal basis, as someone who works there in one of the prisons, and we're not disclosing which one, what do you think, you know, as someone who's working in there, about the idea of releasing some prisoners early because of the COVID virus? Is that something that you would support as someone who's from the inside?
Actually, no. There's a lot of us that don't support it. Why release them early? I mean, there's probably more of a chance for them to get infected outside than inside. Because again, we have cleaning protocols, we have all kinds of PPE, we even have the masks for the inmates. So it didn't really make sense for us to release, you know, inmates because of to keep them from catching this.
Officer T, I just want to say thank you so much. And I will also disclose to our listeners, you reached out to us. And one of the things you said is sometimes you feel like you guys are the, I think you said like the black sheep or the forgotten ones in the law enforcement family. And you guys do the men and women who work in corrections do a very important job. And I hope that you can continue to stay safe as possible. And we really appreciate you joining us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you guys.